Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup Podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, finishing up here on the morning shift. Get you guys mic'd up here in just a second. I'm going to put y'all on a ongoing, I don't know. I guess it's a reality show, but it's a social media personality. So what do you call that? Just an ongoing saga. Real-time saga event happening right
influencer
now.
Influencer saga?
Yeah.
Where? Who?
Well, you would know if you'd stop talking to Dylan about the bumper music in my ears. Okay.
Sounds like a rejoin of Three's Company.
We're all doing a show together here. We're gonna get to Braves in just one second. I do want to point out the fact that the Bernie was Corey Peters' sack celebration, where he just leaned back and looked up at the ceiling and gave it the weekend at Bernie's. Man,
that's what it was called.
Yeah.
I remember now. Yeah. I guess that was a song back, I don't know, 15 years ago. But
Daniel Greco just tweeted us, and he was like, he decided to talk about top sack celebrations.
Yeah.
And Gilbert Brown's.
Probably a better list.
Remember Gilbert Brown? Excuse me?
No.
Remember the guy who used to eat the cheeseburgers? Number 93 for the Packers. He played in that Reggie White era of the Packers.
Yeah.
He did the Gravedigger, but he was a big dude, so his whole body would go down, and he would come back up. And that was a really good one.
Jared Allen with the lasso around the hook. That was the best. I love when Jared. You never wanted to see that, like, you know what I mean? Like, where you just whoop.
Who was it on Christmas Day that got in trouble for like putting presents in Santa's sack?
I know Ezekiel Elliott hopped in the Salvation Army bowl in the end zone and got fined for it. I think actually. So that was always a good one, but I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. That's pretty cool.
I always, as a younger guy, I love seeing Sean Witherspoon's celebrations.
When you
pull out the spoon and just hold it there for a
just
second.
Just made sense.
And now it's been stolen. Like, Ezekiel Elliott did that too. Like, go keep feeding me. It's like, they kept feeding you until you fed your way out of the league, Zeke.
When I was in college, we had guys that would do that celebration. It was everybody eats. Like, everybody's eating. We're all eating. And then, I met Spoon, obviously, and played with him, and that was his thing.
But so. Spoon would literally pull it out of his pants.
It was like a sword.
He was standing over there, like a sword. And he would pull
pause,
it out.
Pause, by the way, pause. It was a spoon he was pulling out.
He did it over the chalk lines of Robert Griffin III's career. I'm going to miss – you know what? The only thing I'm going to miss – when they get a new stadium in Washington for the Washington football team, is not being able to go to Landover, Maryland and see the chalk lines of Robert Griffin's body.
Walk.
Yeah, because every time Arch and I walk, I'll be like, there it is.
And we're going to get the Braves. Last year, we went to the rookie dinner that they have every year for the new rookies for the Falcons organization. Spoon was there. It made us go around the room and, you know, all the ex-players talk about what your favorite memory was. And Spoons was like, y'all probably don't know this, but you ever heard of Robert Griffin? He's like, yeah, I hit this man so hard one time. And I stood up and I was like, yes! Yes! Oh, man, that was awesome. Arch loved
Dude,
it, too.
That is so good because, I mean, Spoon is one of my favorite people I've been around since I've worked with
always
the Falcons.
Happy.
And he's always happy. We were on the way. He had already, the 2016 season, people forget he came back to the team. Came back, played that year, tore his Achilles during that season, or maybe it was his knee one, but anyways, he gets hurt,
remember.
And we fly to L.A., and we play the Rams, and that was the game that Vic got, like, the three sacks, and the long flight, and it's a late night, obviously, and I remember just standing up for probably, like, 45 minutes on the plane home just talking to Spoon, Just reliving memory. He's one of the nicest dudes you'll ever be around.
Yeah, head coach of Pace Academy now. So shout out to him. Hopefully they have a good season coming up. Real quick, let's do the Braves before we get to mic'd up. Allie, look, it is what it is. Sandy just put the tweet out. She said, let's nobody today say the number that comes after 499.
I know.
You have officially already messed that up.
I know. She's out in the bullpen. I'm sorry, Sandy. I'm sorry. I've already jinxed it, but hopefully, you know, the Braves weren't listening and we're all good to go.
And again, I think this is the 500 things. Obviously, more for fans. You got to turn around and stay above 500. But I think it signals to me, if they're able to get back to 500, it signals the we can put to bed what happened the first week of the season. Mm-hmm. Is that fair to say? Like, we can put to bed what happened against the Dodgers and the Padres.
I already have.
Okay.
And the reason is because since that start, since you started 0-7, you have been way above there. I did the math. Since you started 0-7, you're 20-14. Okay. Since you started 5-13, you're 15-8. So in other words, you are how you want to look at it, you're 6-7 games over 500 since that 0-7 start. So to me, you've put it behind you. But now what you got to do is for the fans to take to feel like you've turned the corner and you have you've started working on. See, to me, for the fan base, it's been about getting to that number. And once you get back to that number, now you can start moving forward.
Yeah.
I think the team's already done that. But for us to look, when we look at that division standings and the playoff standings, the wild card, because we're already looking at that, you got to see that number a tick above that number that we're not allowed to say per Ms. Sandra Golden.
I just said it. It is what it is. And that's just how I feel. And I think the thing is, too, there's so many different, I don't know, storylines going on with the Braves.
There are so many things happening, and I think really the theme is this team is scrappy, regardless what's going on.
Great word.
With injuries. Like, I'm just looking at the 2024 roster in October of last year. Do you remember the names like Gio?
Dude.
Right? And Whit Merrifield?
Yes.
We had some, you could say, kind of random players joining us. Because we had so many injuries, and that is what's happening right now with the Braves. I mean, Eli White. Verdugo.
Scrappy is such a good word.
Nick Allen. Like, they're all coming together to put this team over.
And I think, to your point about them being scrappy, I think that lends itself to the fact there's so many different storylines. And why are there so many storylines? Because they're scrappy. It's like, oh, man, what are we going to do with Rysell? Well, it's kind of a recent problem. Oh, Verdugo's up. Then he's down. Then he's back up. Marcel hasn't hit over in 3 weeks. All of a sudden, he hits a home run. Like, there's so many different. Add into that Spencer Strider, Ronald Acuna. Heck, we're halfway through the Yerkes and Profar suspension now. I mean, that's another thing to keep an eye on.
What you're doing is you're building depth, because you're finding guys who can step in and do the job that you need to when they are asked, when they're called upon, and when they're asked to be a starter. It's the thing all I've heard for 2 years is starting pitching is not good enough, or 3 years actually since the 22 season, it's been starting pitching. Well, I hate to break it to you, but the last two seasons, starting pitching has been pretty good. In fact, I know that Excel got hurt late in the year, but look at what Grant Holmes is now a starting pitcher who's going out and giving you quality starts. Spencer Schwellenbach is essentially replaced. You know, if Sale replaced Freed, so to speak, because Strider's back, right? And now you got those two guys. Schwellenbach's a third found guy, and now AJ is putting it together. And so when all these guys come back, you're going to have when you get Profar back for the stretch run, and playoffs or not, the stretch run, and Acuna's back, you got Eli White and Verdugo that you can give these guys off days. You can give these guys pinch hit at bats. You know, Nick Allen is probably going to be your starting shortstop moving forward, unless there's a trade that happens at the deadline that gives you a guy you're going to have for the next 3 to 4 years. But that's probably going to be it until Nacho gets here. You're creating depth.
Mm.
And that is what you have. I mean, God, I don't want this to happen. But if I have to, I think RC could play third base if he had to come in and play some defense. Mm. Now, I don't want it. No. Just hear me out, though. If I needed him, if Riley needed an off day an upset stomach, yeah, it's not a long term, but it's just like a depth thing. I think he could do it. The thing is you hope that this creates depth for Ali, to your point, when you get healthy in June, July, August, September, to make a run.
Yeah.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast. A quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.
Are brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing the rare 850 edition of Mic'd Up. Today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style at one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Now, I said a minute ago, I don't know what you call this, but it's an ongoing it's not a reality show because it's not on TV. But I've been following this guy on social media, and I want to, quote-unquote, as the children say, put you on, okay? And shout-out to Dylan, all right? I want to put you on. He's a youth. I think that I'm saying that right. I'd like to put you on.
Perfect usage. Perfect.
Yeah, okay. So let me – I want to play this cut of this guy. Now, the social media handle he has on Instagram is sailing_with_Phoenix. Phoenix is the name of his cat. All right? His name is Oliver – I'm saying this right, Widger?
That it looks correct.
Widger, okay. Oliver Widger. Now, he doesn't, like, he's just talking to himself most of the time, so it's not like he's saying, I'm Oliver Widger. You don't really know how to say it. But I want to let you guys in on one of the first videos I watched this guy. This is a couple of weeks ago, and I tuned in, and it was kind of going viral at the time. When he played this video, I think he had somewhere around 30,000 followers.
My name is Oliver. I work a corporate job at a tire shop. I absolutely hate this life. Yeah, I'm gonna buy a sailboat and I'm going to sail around the world for the rest of my life until I die.
So that is Oliver, and he's in his car. And again, he posts that video, you know, I don't know, 6 months ago, but at the time I watched it, like 35,000 followers. I sent it to my wife. I was like, check this guy out. He's about to push off from the West Coast and he's sailing to Hawaii by himself with his cat. So I have not been able to look away from this guy. Again, sailing_with_Phoenix. He is now, guys, on day 13, and it is happening right now. He is keeping us updated in the loop as to whether or not he can live out his dream, quit his job at Discount Tire, buy a sailboat, and make it all the way to Hawaii.
That's incredible.
What, where's the cat litter box at?
I don't know. Somewhere on the boat. I don't know.
I mean, it's sailboats. There's not a lot of room. Right?
Yeah, I don't know what his square footage is.
You think he's got the quarters? You know, like he can go down? Like
No. It doesn't look like that at all. He's got a smaller boat.
It's a small boat. He's definitely got an indoor thing. But some of the funniest stuff that you wouldn't even think would be a huge part of this entire saga. The other day, he found what he was calling a fly, which ended up being kind of a moth. But he was so dumbfounded by the fact that there was a moth on the boat. He was like, dude, I haven't seen a bug in like over a week. He was like, check this thing out. He's got this funny, goofy kind of laugh to him, man. He's just a normal dude that decided he was going to sail. And it is so fun to watch this guy.
What do you think he's eating? What is he eating? Is he like, did he like buy cans of tuna or something?
You know what? I don't know the answer to that.
Or did he pack?
It looks like he's had some canned spam and things like that on the boat.
He's got some pirate booty here.
Pirate booty, yeah, Paul's. The white cheddar version, yeah, for sure.
Oh, I thought he. Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
Very appropriate for sailing.
It is.
It really
actually is.
You got to go check this guy's videos, and he's doing such a good job. But he's not like an influencer. He's just like, man, look, I'm just going to update you guys on a daily basis of what's going on. He actually, I think, just yesterday launched some merch.
Okay, that's my question now. What's his, like, because if you cash in your 401k for a stunt like this, when you get to Hawaii, what then?
He said he's going to sail for the rest of his life. That's what he says. He's going to sail for the rest of his life. And I think what happened is with the merch, I think somebody was like, and by the way, ding, I do have to highlight this. Yesterday, he got to 1 million followers. He is going absolutely viral. He got to 1 million followers yesterday. And when you look at what's going on with him, really, really cool stuff, man. So check that out, sailing_with_Phoenix.
Yeah, it looks – so the NFL is doing the international game announcement.
Yes,
and
right now.
I have told you guys that I think that I know that we are going to be in one of these games because I think that we're going to be playing the Colts in Berlin, and they are about to announce it now. And I think we got a second here. If they'll go ahead and do it,
I was going to say,
show it.
It's a
there it is. So November 9th, it'll be Week 10. We will play the Colts in Berlin.
Guten Morgen, everybody.
9:30 a.m. on the NFL Network. And due to the news recently that Rich Eisen might be going to ESPN, maybe he won't have to do the play-by-play. Or just listen to Wes Durham and Dave Archer.
Yeah, Dylan, you got some sound for us.
Wach auf. Deutschland.
Yeah, that means wake up, Germany.
You're going to have to learn that, Bo.
My Hof.
Wach auf, Deutschland.
One more time, Dylan.
Wach auf, Deutschland.
My Hof, Deutschland.
Did you slow that down?
Deutschland.
Yeah, why does she sound so seductive?
Mike Hoff, Deutschland.
So when you actually record it, and just real quick, when you actually record it in Google Translate, if you press it once, it'll say it at regular speed, which is what you heard the first time. You press it again, it'll slow it down for you. Be like, all right, here. Obviously, you didn't understand the first time, so I'll slow it down for you.
Google. Do it one more again.
All right, here we go. Hold on. Here's the top one. Here's the first one.
Wach auf, Deutschland.
And then slow down one.
Wach auf, Deutschland.
Yeah, that might have been.
Wach auf, Deutschland.
Yeah. Done.
We got to go to break, man. The Steakhouse is coming up next. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing steakhouses now until tomorrow. Make sure you
stay cool, Atlanta. Wach auf, Deutschland.
Baseball is back. The 2025 MLB season is upon us. So what's the easiest way to keep up with all the big stars, top scores, and fun storylines from the night before? What's the solution? Is there a secret?
Chocolate milk and squats. That's the secret.
Not quite, Pete, but there is the Morning Lineup podcast, a quick, less than 10-minute morning highlight show from MLB. It airs Mondays through Fridays on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You bring the chocolate milk, we'll bring the baseball news.